1-800-259-9231, toll free. 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their website. We do it for free. freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to a phone call that's not going to make much sense to people just tuning in, but nonetheless, I'm going to take it anyway. It's Death Star Truther Brandon calling from Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Gentlemen, 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 the Empire got to you too, huh?
First thing I need to say. Hold on, you're referring. And by the way, your voice over IP connection has left a lot to be desired over the past few calls. I don't know why. I don't know what's changed, but it's very scratchy. But nonetheless, you're referring to an article we read last hour, which was just some brilliant satire, alleging that the rebels were not actually the ones who blew up the Death Star. Now, what do you have to say?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that the fact that you guys don't recognize the obvious truth, that it's the greedy, dirty little Jawa bankers that are controlling this entire operation.
You know, I don't know what it is with you with you truthers and this whole Jawa thing. What do you have against Jawas?
Well, I'll explain right now for you. Well, first of all, take a look at these Jawas. I mean, they walk around in these brown, heathenist robes, and they form these dark lights in Beggar's Canyon, which is
yeah, it would have been a great call. It would have been. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Really would have been great.
You know?
Yeah. And then voice over IP stuff. We like it, but you can't run your webcam at the same time. I don't know if he was running his webcam, but you got to be careful. If you got voice over IP, it's a great service. I use it for everything. We use it for our phone lines here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I use it for my business calls during the daytime. But if you're doing like an upload to a website, so if you're uploading a video to YouTube at the time or uploading a file to an FTP client or something like that, it will destroy your upstream bandwidth, and you need to have free upstream bandwidth in order to be able to operate voice over IP flawlessly. So, doggone it. 800-259-9231. I'm very sad about that. I'm not being able to hear that.
Yeah, he sounded like he was really on to something there.
It sounded like he... You know what? It was probably the Jawa bankers that ruined his call.
They claim that they... the truthers claim that the Jawas control everything.
So, since we are talking about space, here's an appropriate story. Now, this is in the real world, although it is certainly absurd. San Francisco, Reuters, an asteroid may come uncomfortably close to Earth in 2036. And who do you think they're going to ask to put a stop to this?
Superman?
The United Nations. No, Superman could handle it.
Right. The United Nations is not going to be able to do anything about an asteroid that's coming at Earth.
Yeah, well, that's apparently who they're looking to here. They say that the United Nations should assume responsibility for a space mission to deflect it.
I don't want the United Nations to be in charge of a mission. It's like a guarantee that they'll deflect it towards Earth.
If you thought that government moon missions were expensive enough, imagine the United Nations trying to put something together. Apparently, according to a group of astronauts, engineers, and scientists, those are the people that are calling for this, astronomers are monitoring an asteroid named Apophis, which has a 1 in 45,000 chance of striking Earth on April 13th, 2036.
1 in 45,000 chance?
That's not bad. I mean,
it's a hell of a lot. Yeah, compared to the government's lotto,
right.
It's pretty good.
Although the odds of an impact by this particular asteroid are low, a recent congressional mandate for NASA to upgrade its tracking of near-Earth asteroids is expected to uncover hundreds, if not thousands, of threatening space rocks in the near future, former astronaut Rusty Schwenkart said. Now, you know what? If this NASA program actually works out and they can actually uncover these hundreds, if not thousands, of threatening space rocks in the near future, imagine the industry of scare tactic products, like some of the ones you hear advertised the breaks on this show.
What do you mean?
You know, like asteroid protection belt. These like kooky kind of products that you could purchase to allegedly protect yourself. You'll need this respirator if an asteroid strikes the Earth. Have it handy. We'll have it. We'll build you a box you can keep in the back of your car, so you can always have your asteroid respirator. I don't know. I'm just coming up with ideas. I'm certainly not creative enough to be one of these product producers. But nonetheless,
I hope they work.
I smell an entire industry of fear-based products. Space-proof food, says our board operator. Although the odds of the impact are very low, quote, it's not just Apophis we're looking at. Every country's at risk. We need a set of general principles to deal with this issue, said the former astronaut, a member of the Apollo 9 crew that orbited the Earth in March 1969, told an American Association for the Advancement of Science conference in San Francisco. Schweikart plans to present an update next week to the UN Committee on Peaceful Uses of Outer Space on plans to develop a blueprint for a global response to an asteroid threat. Now, they're talking about peaceful uses of outer space. How do they know this asteroid isn't inhabited by friendly little critters?
You're
going to go blow this thing up without going and investigating, without going and doing a study to make sure that there aren't any peaceful critters on this asteroid? I mean, that would be a terrible tragedy to go and blow that thing up. The Association
Critters so cute they make Bambi look ugly.
The Association of Space Explorers, a group of former astronauts and cosmonauts, intends to host a series of high-level workshops this year to flesh out the plan and will make formal proposal to the UN in 2009, he said. Schweikart wants to see the United Nations adopt procedures for assessing asteroid threats and deciding if and when to take action. The favorite approach to dealing with a potentially... What the hell are they going to do? What are they going to do? Really? Can they really send up a missile? Millions of miles. I don't know how far these things are away. This must be very far away at this point. Are we really going to start shooting down space rocks? And really, could the UN even accomplish it?
I think that if the UN takes it on, they're going to do far more damage than this asteroid could.
Schweikart, or the favorite approach to dealing with potentially deadly space rock, is to dispatch a spacecraft that would use gravity to alter the asteroid's course so it no longer threatens Earth, said astronaut Ed Liu, a veteran of the International Space Station. The so-called gravity tractor, like in Star Wars, a tractor beam, could maintain a position near the threatening asteroid, exerting a gentle tug that, over time, would deflect the asteroid. An asteroid the size of Apophis, which is about 460 feet or 140 meters long, would take about 12 days of gravity tugging, said Liu. Mission costs are estimated at $300 million. Launching an asteroid...
Which means that it's going to be quadruple that.
Yeah. Launching an asteroid deflection mission early would reduce the amount of energy needed to alter its course and increase the chances of a successful outcome, Schweikart said. NASA says the precise effect of a 450-foot object hitting the 460-foot object hitting the Earth would depend on what size or what the asteroid was made of and the angle of impact. Paul Slovic, president of the Oregon-based Decision Research, which studies judgment, decision-making, and risk analysis, said the asteroid could take out an entire city or region.
Assuming it hits a city, I mean, the likelihood of it, Earth's a huge thing, three-quarters of which is covered in water. The idea that it may hit land is, there's a 25% chance.
There are very few cities.
So that just quadrupled the numbers of it even touching land. It doesn't seem like a big catastrophe to me.
Well, now, if you are in a city where this hits, it could be devastating. It could be a big deal. And the question is it worth the money? Is it worth the investment?
Well, here's the thing, though, is if this, let's say it hits off the coast of a major city along the coast of California, not L.A., but it could be. Just, imagine something like New Orleans. The insurance companies pay out. They're the ones that are responsible for this. Why shouldn't the insurance companies be the ones who go after this asteroid?
They should be, which was going to...
They're the ones that stand to lose.
That was going to be where I went next, is that the question is there going to be a worthy return on investment? However, when we're dealing with governments, there is no investment phase. They just
take your
money. Speaking of governments,
I hope it hits D.C.
Lovely. They just take
your... I have some friends there.
They just take your money, and then they spend it on whatever the heck they want to, and they spend whatever amounts they want to spend. There's no fiscal responsibility or anything like that. Whereas if it were insurance companies doing this, they might be able to go up and send up this mission. Again, they're estimating $300 million for the UN space program, which doesn't even exist yet. The insurance company might be able to do it for $30 million. And they'd probably be successful at it. The UN's going to go up there, try to do this little gravitational tractor pull. They'll reverse polarities or something, and then accidentally they'll push it in the wrong direction.
Why they couldn't do that.
And then what? Are we going to hold someone responsible? Of course not. Nobody's responsible when it comes to government. So please, don't expect them to protect you. Buy yourself an umbrella, an asteroid umbrella, from asteroidumbrella.com. Born away, Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Good show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are entirely free, so do enjoy those. They are on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, including live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. Both of them waiting for you totally free at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Well, since Brandon called in earlier and his phone call sort of crapped out in the middle of the call, I figured it'd be fair to read an email from him that I've been holding on to for a little while. He says, it's no surprise that economics, the minimum wage, and its implications are one of the most misunderstood subjects amongst Americans. And you aptly pointed out that a driving factor is because the government schools don't teach about it effectively. The reason I'm writing here is because I want to make the assertion that the government doesn't want to teach American youth about economics for some very simple reasons. Number one, if children were taught about how inflation really works, instead of the government's inflation is where there's too much currency in a market, without any real further elaboration, then those children as adults would understand that a government can print unlimited amounts of money, the fact that a government can do that, is an economic catastrophe waiting to happen. Now, this is an issue that we've discussed to, I would say, a large extent here on Free Talk Live, and it's an issue that will continue to come up again and again. I know monetary policy, not the most exciting topic. I know. It's not exciting to me at all. But what I understand, now that I've sort of been learning about it over time and coming to understand it well, or at least somewhat better than I used to, is that this is really critical. That understanding inflation and understanding how the whole government fiat money system works is an amazingly eye-opening exercise.
Well, when you think about crime, crimes are only committed for a few reasons. There's crimes of passion, there's sex crimes, and there's crimes that are committed for money.
Okay.
And I would say the vast majority of crimes that are committed, especially violent crimes, are committed for money.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, they're committed to get money.
So, like robbing a bank.
Robbing
someone at gunpoint.
Liquor stores, burglaries, all these things.
It's true.
They're about money. So, you know, issues, financial issues, they need to be looked at seriously. These politicians, they have more control over more money than anybody else in the world. And you don't think that they're capable of criminal activity?
Right. Now, with a criminal who accosts you on the street, someone who approaches you as you're walking home from the store or from your job or whatever, they point a gun or a knife at you and say, "Give me all your money." That's pretty scary. I mean, that's a situation that no one wants to get involved in. It's one of the reasons why a lot of people carry weapons themselves, because they're genuinely frightened of the thuggish criminals on the streets harming them. And no one should have to deal with that, certainly. But there's an interesting difference between what those criminals do and what the criminals that are running the Federal Reserve do. You see, the criminals running the Federal Reserve don't have to point a gun at your face. They don't have to point a knife at you and demand your money. You don't get a choice when it comes to the Federal Reserve as to whether or not you want to pay. Because at least with the criminal, you know, there's a chance that you could, if you're a big guy like you, Mark, you could overpower the guy. You could knock the knife. Or if you know jujitsu, you could use some jujitsu moves and turn the guy's gun around on him.
Mm-hmm.
You could change the situation. You could save yourself from being robbed. Or you could choose to reach into your pocket and pull out the wallet and give them all the cash. In that case, at least you still have some level of choice. But when it comes to inflation, you can't get away from it. You can't. And the reason why is because I actually had an email from somebody, and I didn't save it, but it was from one of our listeners who was trying to correct us and trying to tell us that there are other ways that inflation happens. And unfortunately, he's just wrong. He was suggesting that by, minimum wage increases, and there's other, like, market-based factors that could increase inflation. Not true.
No, inflation only is an increase in the money supply.
Right. He was talking about an increase in prices.
Sometimes an increase in the money supply results in an increase in prices, and sometimes it doesn't. That's it. I mean, usually it does, but there have been times when increasing money supply has not resulted in an increase in prices.
Well, look at the housing market. It's on a tumble now. So he was wrong about that. Inflation is nothing more than an increase in the money supply. An increase in prices is a symptom of inflation. And there's only one way that the money supply can increase, and that is the printing of new money.
Right.
That's what the government does through the Federal Reserve. Now, some people will say, well, the Federal Reserve is a private agency. Okay, I'll give you that. That may be the case. But it was set up with governmental approval. Government uses the Federal Reserve for all sorts of nefarious purposes.
They certainly act like they're part of the government.
Mainly printing money. Whether it be printing money to buoy up the federal government, or printing money to buy more bombs and guns and planes and tanks to send over and bomb people with.
Blow up.
Right. These are all reasons why the printing presses are turned on. So even if they can't possibly tax you, even if you're somebody that doesn't pay income taxes, let's say you're a non-participatory individual in America. You don't pay
60-something million?
Right. You don't pay income taxes. You try your best not to buy gasoline. I mean, you're trying your best not to give any money to the federal government. And you've got $100,000 stashed away underneath your mattress. Well, as they turn on the printing presses and continue to print more and more dollars.
As they have since they turned it into a fiat currency in 1913.
Right. The money that's stowed underneath your mattress or in your bank account or wherever loses value because there's more money coming into the marketplace. More money chasing fewer goods. Inflation.
That's inflation.
Can't get away from it. Number two, that's what they don't teach you in school. As Brandon's pointing out, if they taught kids this, they'd realize that the government is a huge scam, and then they might actually have some idea of maybe getting rid of it. So they don't tell them this. Number two, if children were effectively taught about compounding interest and what happens when you can't pay back what you borrow, then those children would be less likely to ramp up their own debt and be less tolerant of government doing so when they become voting adults. I mean, this is another issue that they just don't address in schools. Julia, you were the most recent graduate of government high school. What was the extent of what they taught you in government school?
Well, I'm actually not a graduate of government high school. And
you spent time there.
I spent time there, and I stopped.
You got kicked out on a bomb threat or something like that,
that
right?
That is correct. Not exactly, but sort of.
Bomb threat?
It's a long
story. Blow anything up here, are
no,
you?
No, certainly not.
Okay.
I wasn't going to blow anything up there, but I never actually made it to government economics class. I stopped going to high school in 10th grade. I didn't learn anything about money, anything about interest at all.
Did they at least teach you to write a check like they taught me in
government
school?
Yeah, in Teen Living 1, I think it was.
Teen Living?
Yes.
Did they tell you anything about credit cards?
No.
They didn't tell me anything about credit cards either. And you'd think that with the volume of credit card offers that young people begin to get at age 17 and 18, that this would be something that someone would say, hey, maybe we should address this whole credit card debt thing. Nope. Not even a word of it was spoken at my government school. What about you? What was your education like from the government as far as monetary matters are concerned? 800-259-9231. I'm guessing it was a little bit lackluster. More on the way, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net, toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, entirely free, including the bulletin board system, over 200,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting, lots to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. It's all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. So get registered. It's free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We're talking about, actually, Brandon from Japan had emailed in a few different points on where he thinks the government has majorly dropped the ball. Of course, that's what they do best, is screw things up. But we're talking about kids and educating them on financial matters. And his first point was about how government completely ignores inflation. Even in government economics class, they don't really tell the truth about inflation. And we touched on that. Number two, he points out, that government completely ignores debt. Not just government's debt, which they might mention. I mean, I remember maybe in government class there was maybe a picture in the government book about that sign that keeps track of the national debt, the debt clock. Oh, hey, there's debt clock. There are numbers going up. Yeah, there's
how interesting.
Numbers. The big numbers. That must mean something. You know, they don't really talk about it. But what they really don't talk about is personal debt. They don't talk about that at all. We were just talking about how when we were in high school, all they taught us was how to write a check.
Well, I think that some parents educate their kids.
As they should.
As they absolutely
Please,
should.
Please, if you're leaving it to the government, your kids are on a very dangerous path.
Right. You are the only one who's going to educate your kids on personal economics and how to live their lives in that arena. And if you need help, go to akidsjourney.com. They may very well, that book, you know, may very well be able to be the thing that saves your child from bankruptcy.
What ages would you say Kids Journey should be utilized?
I'd say, well, like you can read
six,
it. You
six
can,
or seven?
Yeah, I would say somewhere in the six or seven. You can certainly read it to them, and on up to probably, you know, I felt like it was good for adults, but, you know, there's probably better books for adults out there.
I recommend Harry Brown's Fail-Safe Investing. Fantastic book for adults. It's very short, too. It's not very long.
I like Charles Given's Wealth Without Risk, but don't follow all of his insurance advice.
I don't know that one.
Okay.
But yes, so we're talking about debt, and credit card debt has to be one of the major areas where consumers just don't really get it. I think that there are a lot of people who get out of high school and they run across. I know that sometimes credit card promoters are on college campuses. I don't know if they're actually on high school campuses, but essentially they say, "Hey, sign up for our credit card. We'll give you a free trinket." And then you've got free money, kids. No, they don't tell the kids that. But there seems to be this mentality amongst young people that, hey, just swipe the card. It's like free money. Hey, all you have to do is pay $12 a month, and you've got thousands of dollars you can spend.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
Some point or another, you've got to pay.
Yeah, we're exactly right. And kids just don't understand this. Now, Julia, I know that you had a recent sort of situation with your personal debt. That when you got out of high school, you came across credit cards. And what was your mentality about them back then?
I don't even really remember exactly. It was a few years ago. My parents never taught me anything about money growing up, ever. They told me to save a couple of times, but they didn't really teach me anything else, and it didn't really hold much weight. And I did manage to save up some money, but I spent most of it on my useless college education. And so when it came to buying the necessities of life, I guess, I used credit cards. And I didn't really even rack up that much debt, especially compared to, I mean, it wasn't tens of thousands of dollars mm-hmm. or anything like that. It was, and I stopped after probably a year. I stopped using credit cards. But it took me almost 4 years to pay off the credit card debt because I was just paying minimum payments because I didn't think, you know, I didn't know what I was doing.
So you didn't even know any better about the whole minimum payments thing?
No, I just didn't think about it at all.
And that whole 4 years, more interest was being added.
Correct.
Yep. So I think what a lot of cases happens is young people, they get that first credit card and they, all right, I'm going to go buy a plasma TV and a leather couch and, you know, they're out on their own for the first time. And so they, you know, they furnish their houses with their credit card, that sort of thing. And the credit card bill comes due. They've got no training whatsoever on how to deal with this. And so they see that they're looking at the bill. They're trying to understand it. There's all that text in small print on the back. Who wants to read that stuff? They're trying to understand it, and they see minimum payment. Hey, I understand the boundaries, right? Kids understand the lines. Stay within the lines. You're taught that in school.
I get the minimum thing.
Minimum. Okay, I can't pay any less than $12 this month. Or whatever the minimum is.
Sounds nice.
So
we'll pay that.
Why should I pay more? If I pay more, I won't have that much anymore. So I'll pay the 12. And then next month I'll pay 20 or however much it'll be. And so they never really realize that they're being charged through the nose to the tune of what? Many credit cards, 16%? Interest rates?
It's high.
More in some cases?
And, you know, 16 just doesn't sound like that big of a number, but it really,
really
racks up.
I work with a lot of college kids, and they'll tell me how much debt they have, not only in school, but as far as credit card debt is concerned, $7,000, $10,000, you know, $6,000.
College kids?
Yes. $6,000, $7,000 in credit debt.
We've heard statistics that the average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt.
You know what I'd like to see? I love these statistics, and I want somebody to pull them up if possible. Maybe go to Wikipedia and look up credit card debt or something. Because the average American household, the amount of credit card debt they have is absolutely stunning. I mean, this whole country is so dramatically in debt, it is absolutely insane. What's going on here? And to get out of college with $7,000 in credit card debt's one thing. Many kids are graduating college with thousands more in college debt as well.
One of my friends is not even out of college yet, and she told me she has $30,000 in debt in school loans.
Wow.
That's what are those payments like? How many years? I know a house loan's 30 years. How many years do they give you on a college loan?
My dad is still paying his off.
It's a long time. I couldn't tell you how long.
I mean, it's probably a lifetime. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from you, your stories about how you discovered the world of debt. Did you discover it too late? And if so, what did you do to get out of it? Because if you're in debt, that should be really one of your primary modes in life, is getting the heck out.
It says the United States that there's $735 billion in credit card debt.
Oh, my gosh. There are only 300 million people living here.
Yeah.
And not all of them can have credit cards.
That's true.
And do have credit cards.
Only a certain number do, and only a certain... I wonder, of the people with credit cards, what's the percentage of any given number of people with credit cards? Of 100 people with credit cards, how many of the 100 make their payments on time? Not their minimum payments, I mean full payments. How many of the 100? That would be interesting to me as well. 800-259-9231. Brandon says, if children were effectively taught in point number 3 about costs passed to the consumer and shown how all costs, including taxes, are passed to the consumer, then those children would be less likely to support it when the government imposes unnecessary costs on businesses, including the minimum wage. And he's right about that as well. When people hear the government clamoring about how we're going to tax those businesses, those evil corporations, we're going to create a new corporate tax. People don't make the connection. They don't realize that the corporation, if it gets a new tax, is just going to raise its prices.
And if that corporation provides something that you have to buy, say oil, then it's going to be passed on to you.
You betcha. He says the point is that because of government indoctrination, many Americans have come to the thinking that spending more money than you have it is okay. After all, I can just declare bankruptcy. And that's reflected in the statistic that the average American spends 104% of their income per year as of 2005. It really is true that Americans spend to their income levels and then some. And it's bad policy, really bad fiscal policy, because a lot of people have this mentality that they're owed their jobs and that they're, you know, even if they're loved and admired at their jobs, that they'll have it next week. And that's not necessarily true.
No, it's not.
And if you don't have your job next week, you're expecting that paycheck to come in. You've gone out on a limb and bought things on credit expecting to have paychecks that you aren't going to be able to pay off, and you're going to get even deeper into debt. And it's going to be even more difficult to climb out. Your debt stories, if you've got them, 800-259-9231. It's free time.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1329. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. If you bring us anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, and so do enjoy those. They are on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by amping. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is very simple. Over 350 of our listeners have decided that this is worth their while. So they've decided to give us $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, $3 a month. And what we can do with that money is we take it in and we turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. We do things like buying internet advertising to get more internet listeners on board. We buy radio industry advertising like in Talkers Magazine to get more radio stations on board. We just hired a new affiliate relations guy this week, Hakeem Draper, who's doing a fantastic job already. Calling radio stations to get more radio stations on board and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty. There are other things we're doing with the money. You can take a look at the laundry list of the various different things at amp.freetalklive.com. It's all there for you and makes a big difference for us. It really does. We wouldn't be where we are today were it not for our Free Talk Live amplifiers.
Yeah, we don't take any of the money for ourselves, do we?
Nope.
It doesn't go to pay our bills or any special company parties or anything like that. It's all for advertising, marketing, promoting Free Talk Live.
Well, it pays certain bills that help advertise, market,
yeah,
and promote, like the Google AdWords bill, and that gets paid by them.
It's not paying my power bill.
That's what you mean. 800-259-9231. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. I want to hear from you if you've got a debt story. Maybe you've gotten out of debt successfully, and you want to share your strategy as to what you did to do that, because we're talking about Americans and debt. And credit cards specifically. And what started all this was Brandon's email from Japan talking about how, well, government doesn't want to teach kids about debt. Government doesn't want to teach kids about inflation. It doesn't want to teach kids about how costs are passed on to consumer. Because then it might realize, then kids might figure out that government is bad news.
Yeah, that they're, you know, spending their money poorly.
Right, the government is fiscally irresponsible. And Brandon says it's just another example of how the government doesn't educate, but rather indoctrinates and conditions those in the system to behave a certain way economically. That is, to spend as much money as possible. Savings is bad for the economy. And to accept how the government behaves economically as perfectly acceptable, necessary, and somehow, some way, actually sensible. When in fact, the way the government operates fiscally is absolutely insane and dangerous. It's dangerous to all of us. As a matter of fact,
we all have to pay for it. We're essentially responsible for this. If
right.
you don't pay for it, you're going to jail for not paying your taxes.
Well, eventually the piper is going to come calling. Eventually, time's going to run out on this government fiat money system. Now, there have been certain evidence that you could look to recently that might make suggestions that this is coming sooner rather than later. The housing market's in really bad shape right now. And there are people dumping properties everywhere. I'm one of them. I'm trying to sell my house down in Sarasota, Florida. You're in the market, too.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to sell mine.
How long has yours been on the market now?
Let's see. May.
So almost a year, then.
Yeah, going on a year.
And any offers recently?
None at all.
You're going to have to lower your price if you want to get one, I bet.
Yeah, actually, I've had one offer, and that's a guy who wants to do rent-to-own, and I'm looking at
yeah,
doing
get
that.
Get out. Oh, you're going to do it.
And I'm looking at it.
So
it's either that or take a 30% hit.
So I'm now about ready to list my house officially. I've sort of been trying to sell it to friends and sort of offering it up to our listeners just to see if anybody would bite without hiring a real estate agent. But I've signed the paperwork as of today, so my house is going on the market as well. And he looked at some of the other houses in the area, and this is Sarasota, Florida we're talking about. This is one of the wealthiest areas of the country, and the housing market used to be really great. It used to go up and up and up, and now it's going the other direction.
Right.
In fact, I think there's been a 30% drop over the last 2 years.
What do you think you're going to get?
He doesn't think I'm going to get what I originally wanted to, which was I originally priced it at $260.
Yeah,
I've dropped the price to $220 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably likely that I'll have to take an offer at that point.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's tough. And this is one of those things that, you know, people are having their houses foreclosed on. And
the unfortunate thing is the people that took home equity loans when their house was at 260. Imagine if you'd have taken 100% home equity loan when your house was at 260 at one of these variable arms that are out there.
What does that mean, 100% equity loan? What's that mean?
You would have taken the rest of the equity out of your home. You would have owned none of it. The bank would have owned all of it.
So if I paid $100,000 off of the, you're saying I paid $260 originally, or
you would be getting a loan for the difference between what you owe, and you don't owe anything on that house. I know that you own it outright. But you would be taking a loan for $260,000, right?
Okay.
And so that's what you'd get. You'd get $260,000, the 100% value of the home.
Mm-hmm.
You say, my house is worth $260,000. The bank takes your word for it. They do they get a property inspector out there. He says, $260,000. Then you get that $260,000 out, and you spend it on Escalades and cocaine and strippers, right?
Sure.
Whatever
it's
it
gone.
Is, it's gone. But you have to pay monthly for that,
loan.
For that payment. So then the house goes down to $220,000.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your, $40,000 is essentially, you've got nothing, you can't even, you've got nothing for it.
It's gone.
Yeah. And then you may say, I owe $260,000 on a house that's worth $220,000. I think I'll just let the bank repossess it. Then your credit's shot. But the bank, this is what's happening to all these
still
banks.
You have to pay back that loan.
You wouldn't, no.
You don't?
Not
you
can
just take that
declare,
$260,000 and
not
run?
If you declare bankruptcy.
Oh, I see.
And then the bank just, they foreclose on it. They got, this is what's happening all over in the secondary housing market. Banks are taking big hits on homes.
Yeah, it's a mess. Let's go to the phones and talk to John in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, John.
Hey, folks. How y'all doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I want people to consider this. On your unsecured credit card accounts, if requested in writing, the banks are unable to provide the following: the validation of the debt, that is, the actual accounting, the verification of their claim against you, that is, a sworn affidavit or even just a signed invoice, and third, a copy of the contract binding both parties. Now, the banks can't validate the debt because they never sustained a loss. They can't verify any claim because...
Didn't they pay these merchants for their products?
I'm not going to answer a question. I'm going to tell you what I did, and folks can run with that if they want. Now, they can't produce a copy of the contract because one does not exist. What exists is an unenforceable unilateral contract. What the banks refer to as your contract with us is not a valid bilateral agreement, since the four requirements of a lawful binding contract were not met on the credit card application. Namely, I'm almost finished. Number one, full disclosure. You were not told that the creating the credit was being done with your signature. There was no full disclosure. Number two, equal consideration. They bring nothing to the table hence they have nothing to lose. Number three, lawful terms and conditions. Those are based on fraud, as we all know. And number four, signature of the parties. Corporations can't sign because they can't contract. They are legal fictions. Now, does any of this work if you put it to the test? Yes, sir, it does, because I did, and I am no longer $25,000 in debt.
So you're saying that you got a bunch of credit cards, charged them up, got a bunch of products and services from people, and then just used some sort of legal mumbo-jumbo to get out of this?
That's not what I'm saying at all. That's what you're saying. What I'm saying is that I found myself in a world of deep, deep debt, and I searched for legal recourse. I found legal recourse because there is the four elements needed to meet to define a legal contract.
So how did you go through the process of getting all this debt just waived? How did that happen?
There is a process that you file. It's called an administrative remedy, and it is a matter of letters back and forth between the banks, letting them know that you did not disclose this, 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 this.
What has this done to your credit?
Initially, it rankles it, but it clears after about 4 to 6 months. And there's things you have to do. You have to check your credit bureau, make sure it's been cleared. If it hasn't, dispute it, get it cleared. Because if they don't clear it, they're in violation of federal law.
I see where you're coming from. It sounds to me like you're suggesting that people be essentially dishonest. That they go out and charge up a bunch of products and services and then not pay for them. That's what you're telling people.
That's the second time you've put those words into my mouth. I will say it again. When you find yourself...
No, you won't. Thanks for the call. You're out of time. 800-259-9231. That sounds a little bit risky to me. It sounds a little bit questionable. I know what
I've been hearing about it for years.
Yeah.
If everybody did it, the fiat currency system would probably collapse, and people would be damaged by that. And, it seems like a bad thing to do.
More on the way, 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.